Now, I'm here with Christy Lehan in the IRD Duhallo headquarters in Newmarket. Christy, you were a participant on the course over the last couple of months. Did you enjoy it, first of all?
I did, because when we come in first, you didn't know what you were going to come into. You probably thought it was a lesser kind of a project than what turned out to be. We thought it might be just a few lectures and all the rest of it, and then we found out that, okay, like there'd be field trips, and we're being wised up as to what is entailed in recording the history of these historic headstones. It was very interesting. I really enjoyed it. And we were kind of assigned probably to graveyards that were kind of in our own patch, as to say. And the ones that I'd have a particular interest would have been in Cullen, Old Cullen. And there was another one then again back in Norville, which had been at the far end of the Duhallo area.
Okay. And you got stuck into the recording of those too, Christy, in particular?
Yeah, we did, it was a very nice challenge to go into places that you kind of passed many times. You knew it was there, but you never kind of thought much more about it. And the history is there. We all know it. Those relations probably belong to us all in my part of the country, because I came originally from Knocknagree, and Knocknagree graveyard itself is between Knocknagree and Ratmore. Okay. But I might add, it's on the Cork side. I'm a Cork man, so I have to say that. But it's very near the water. You could nearly hear the water flowing by. And it's not finished yet. We have some more to do, which is very, very good.
And then you get to publish the stuff online as well, Christy. So you, the results of your work are there immediately.
Yeah, just behind our back. Yeah, no, I know that we're on audio, like, but I'm just looking at some of the stuff that we kind of submitted in here. Then, you know, we did robbings, and it's just nice to see them there this evening. And I have the stories there, and like I have Norville graveyard. And did a small bit of research in it, and that was interesting in itself as well. I know that we're kind of going back in a lot of history, and it was good in that sense.
Okay, yeah, great.
Because we also had back there at that time, then we had, you probably heard of him, Owen Rose Sullivan.
Right.
A famous poet way back in time, and he's apparently buried there in a Newmark grave. No, that's kind of more or less legend, because it's so far back, 1784 or something was the date. So there isn't very good records to it. Maybe if we had to go through church records more, we might find it. But there's things like that proved very interesting. And the same thing with Cullen. Then Cullen was very interesting because there's a holy well there, St. Latyrn, and there was a big story there about this famous saint and the famous blacksmith. Are you familiar with it yourself?
No, I'm not. Yeah. Go on, tell us.
And folklore has it, we are talking legend all the time, a lot of these things. But she was a very saintly person. She was one of three sisters, and she had the power of being able to accept from the local forge, the blacksmith, hot coals to get her fire going every morning in her cell without getting burned or anything. Everything was fine until one particular day like that. The blacksmith actually complimented her when he see her lift up her habit or whatever she was wearing at the time, and he complimented her on her beautiful legs. And she forgot about her piety and all that, and she looked down and she thought, yeah, you're probably right. And with that, she went on fire, her clothes were on fire, and she cursed the poor blacksmith for paying her a great compliment. And apparently legend has it, there's no, and she said, of course, that there'll be no forge in Cullen from then on. There's a way more to the story as well, because she vanished under the ground and all the rest of it. But to this day, then, like, there's a holy well there, and rounds are done